Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 27th, 2018. Today, we're going to talk about fixing your priorities. You know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, but we all don't use them to our fullest advantage. You know, instead of reaching our goals, we're busy watching television. We're busy doing things that don't really benefit our life in the long term. But sure, they're fun right now. But what's really the cost of our priorities? People tend to make excuses about why they're overweight, or about why they don't have enough money, or about why they're not living the lives they want. But those are also the same people who don't check what their priorities are. You know, what habits and ritualistic behaviors are they performing on a day-to-day basis to keep them where they are? Now, I've said this before, humans are just habits and rituals. That just means that we do things over and over again because we're comfortable with that state of being. And until you are consciously aware of what you do on a day-to-day basis, you'll never get out of that little hole that's called your comfort zone. Now, I think it's so important that you determine what you want to do with your life. Because I don't want any of you to be stuck in a situation where you are like, oh, my life sucks. This is why my life sucks. These other people are the reason. The government's the problem. Like, all these excuses about other people and other organizations and institutions shouldn't be blamed for how you live your life. Like, let's put it like this. Everyone is born with a different situation, but we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Now, whether or not we use those hours to make the most out of our life is up to us. And I tell you that because complaining about other people and complaining about the reasons why you're not where you want to be isn't going to change your current situation. Now, you have to understand that, yes, some people have tougher lives, but the people who overcome those problems are the people who have a future full of success and potential happiness. You know, I used to complain a lot, and I always thought that, yeah, by complaining, maybe it's a better solution than actually trying. Like, in college, there was this physics class, and probably about 90% of the students didn't know what the teacher was trying to explain to us. So collectively, we all just said, the teacher isn't doing their job right. Instead of us studying on our own, we were just complaining that it's the teacher's fault. And yeah, us complaining together really did solve the problem. Like we passed the class, but because we complained instead of actually trying, I'm not sure how many people actually understood what physics was about. Like, I know I went to that class and I can barely remember what we learned. And that was because I was complaining. I wanted the easy way out and I wanted someone to like just hand me a grade, let me pass. But when I think about it in the long term, I wasted my time because I didn't learn anything. I just went there, got a grade, left. And sure, some situations are like that, but when you're truly trying to build your life, and I'm talking about beyond school, I'm talking about when you have to grow up in the sense of you have to be financially responsible, you have to take control of your future. Like, sure, you're used to living under someone else's control, but you can't keep living a life where you just try and complain until the problem is solved. You have to take action. And the best way to take action is by asking yourself, what am I doing to improve my current situation? And if you realize that most of the things you do on a day-to-day basis aren't really furthering your life, then you should take the initiative and change that. Like, sometimes I talk about I'm not being as productive as I think I can, and I look at my internet history and I'm like, okay, what have I been doing all day? Well, I was watching some anime, I spent some time playing League of Legends, and then I think to myself, wow, you're not focused at all. Your priorities are obviously not in check. Like, you're not going to become a League of Legends professional just because, like, I don't want to play video games all day, but it's nice to take a break from it. And I'm not saying don't take breaks, but I'm saying have a strict schedule about how you spend your time because you only get this one life and you're either going to achieve what you want or you won't. And it's completely up to you because no one's going to be your parent. No one's going to be like, hey, do this, do that. No, you got to tell yourself, I think doing this would be most beneficial. I think doing this would actually help me. Oh, I think this isn't going to really help. And don't get me wrong again, some days you're going to have opportunities to get off your schedule, like something that's completely unexpected. And I say go for it, you know? Life is short, but also don't stick to doing that kind of stuff all the time. Like, yeah, it's great to relax sometimes, great to get out of your normal routine of success and productivity, but 90% of your life should be focused on what you want to achieve. And I tell you that because we grow up being force-fed these lies about, oh, just sit down, watch television, let the world go by, entertain yourself. Like, no. And I'm saying that because I've been there. I've been the kind of person who's just like watched TV for hours and didn't do anything with my life. And I think that's like completely normal when you're in high school or in college, but when you enter the world where money matters, you have to start taking a stand and saying, this is going to help my life, and this is not going to help my life. I think you can spend hours and hours and days and years just like thinking about yourself and figuring out, okay, what do I do with my life? And figuring out what do I want to do with my life? But the true challenge is taking action. Like, until you start making an active decision to change your life, everything's just going to be an idea. It's like the people who are overweight and they want to lose weight. So they wait till New Year's and then they're like, okay, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to do it. Then they take action, right? And I think that's like the best part. They start, but then they give up. And then they're like, you know, I guess my old life was more comfortable, and I guess I don't really want to get fit. You know, I was talking about it, and I said I was going to do it, but I guess my priorities are much different than I actually thought. And that's the moment where you have to tell yourself, like, you wanted this, right? You think it's going to benefit you? Do you think your old life is going to benefit you? And you got to take that critical evaluation of what is going to be in your self-best interest. And not everyone is lucky to have someone looking out for them. You know, not everyone has someone who's like, hey, I think this is going to be great for you. I think you should do this, you should do that. But only when you start saying that this is my life, and I'm certain that this would help me the most, that is the moment you start taking control over your life. Now, I've said this before. I have met older people who are working as janitors just to get by. You know, they're earning like $10 or less an hour. And they're doing a job they hate. And they're in their 60s. Do you know how terrible that sounds? And I'm not sure if you can imagine it, but like you got your family, you got a mortgage, you got kids to take care of, and you're still working a job that you hate in a job that doesn't pay you enough. And you're either going to die doing that, you're going to work every single day until you die, or you start when you're young and you start identifying these habits that are stopping you from becoming great. I've mentioned this in another podcast, but you have to determine what your key habits should be during your 20s. Because after a certain point, you just start becoming rigid and keeping to the ways you think are best. Like, there's like a transitional phase when you go from being born into school, into high school, into college, and then out into the workforce. Like, going from everything until entering the workforce, there's always been a change dictated by other people. Like, as soon as you're born, your parents are teaching you how to live your life. They're telling you, oh, this is good, this is bad. Then when you start entering school, the teachers are like, this is good, this is bad, do this, do that. When you're in college, the teachers are like, hey, study this, study that, get your degree. Throughout those years, you have someone telling you what to do, and those people are guiding you. But when you enter the workforce, you're on your own because you now can acquire money and sustain your own life. You don't have to listen to anyone. And that's good and bad. It's good because if you care about yourself, you will create habits that will help further your life. But it's bad if you are the kind of person who doesn't want to take control of your life. You're so used to other people telling you what to do and how to think and how to live your life that when you become an adult, you're just like, okay, I'm comfortable. This is my routine. I'm gonna just do this and then I'm gonna die. And that is the way you end up working a job you hate until you die, just because you don't take the initiative to take control of your own life. Now, I know I'm emphasizing this a lot, but to me, it is a personal fear to end up old doing something I don't like just because I really need to get by on this job. I've seen way too many people do that, and I don't want to be there. When I'm old, I want to be like, today I feel like going to Italy. I'll go take a flight. Or like, today I want to go to the beach. I'll go to the beach. I want to have that kind of control. That control where I can do whatever I want any day I want just because I am financially free and I am responsible for my own life because I made good habits and I decided to take care of myself because I wanted a life that wasn't destined by other people. And I ask you to have this sense of urgency like I do. And I'm not saying because I think I have the right answer, but I'm saying that I would hope for the best in your life. And I believe the best is when you can take control of what you do on a day-to-day basis. You've grown and you've gone through so many things, and your parents aren't always going to be around. There's not always going to be someone to help you. And you have to learn to be self-reliant and learn to help yourself. And learn to be responsible for yourself. And I tell you this all in love and positive energy because I know you're capable and I know you're able to do it. And I want you to do it. I want you to be successful and I want you to believe in yourself. Now, I'm very passionate about this because I want you to be empowered. I want you to be inspired. I want you to take control of your life and your destiny and not live a life you don't enjoy because you only get this one life. And that is why I urge you. Live it to the fullest, don't be afraid. Take chances, but make sure that 90% of your time is spent on forming good habits to benefit your future. Start now, prepare. Don't get anxious about it. Like the people who are anxious are like the people who are in their 40s and they're like, crap, I have to work for such a long time. No, start now in your 20s, and then when you're 40, you're like, I feel like going to the beach today. Now, doesn't that sound great? All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this has helped someone out there. Have a wonderful rest of your day.